You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin in the studio. Since WeChat came out in 2011, it has become the most influential communication app in China, with more than 800 million registered accounts. Its voice message function has, on the one hand, released our hands from typing, no puns intended. On the other, and on the other, created unexpected inconvenience for people. There's a whole new set of social etiquette in how to use this voice message function. So guys, voice message on WeChat, good or bad for you guys?
Well, apparently some people don't like it. They say it brings trouble to the recipients and it's due to the laziness of the sender.
But what do you think?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Okay, I think it's a great invention.
Oh,
and I want to say,
go away.
I want to say technology is not there to blame. It's because, well, you have the choice that you can use a voice message, you can use a text message. It's because you choose to be lazy. You can't blame that.
Oh, no, you didn't.
On the people who give you that choice.
Oh.
What about you,
Ryan? All right, yeah, now it's real heated. Okay. No, okay, so I think this is relative between the sender and the receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if I'm sending it, it's great. I'm like, I don't have to text. And when you have huge, ungodly huge hands like mine, I press like 5 keys at once. When I message you, it's like someone who never learned how to write good sent you a message. And you'd be like, Jesus Christ, Ryan. But anyways, if I send you a voice message, then maybe you think a little bit higher of me. But at the same time, you might think less because you're like, God, I'm on the subway. How am I supposed to listen to this? I don't appreciate this guy. Unfriend. Story of my life.
You're just taking thoughts out of my head.
Oh, yeah.
Aww. So,
yeah, because I've received those voice messages from some guy that, you know, when he texts, like, basically, it's like a second grader writing in English.
Yeah. I feel that guy's pain.
Because that guy is you.
No! No!
Yeah, let me paint a better picture here.
Oh,
let's
God,
see.
Please don't.
In good old days, you can only have text messages, and you are in a couple in a long-distance relationship. All you can do is text messages to each other and maybe find, when you're both available, call each other. But nowadays, you have these amazing voice messages. You can replay them whenever you have time and listen to his voice. And when you are in a long-distance relationship, it's hard to tell the tone by read the text message. So having a voice message, you can show your care within your voice. And it's super nice. And don't interrupt me, you Ryan Price. You can make it into a mixtape someday and using the other party. And it's so romantic, nice, and sweet.
Why don't you write a romance novel called 50 Shades of Voice Messages? Because
I'm
the
not
way
writing
you're
that.
Like. And then he sent her a voice message, and she could play it at any time of the day and remember the strong feelings. No, it's like maybe 0.0005% of that, and mostly like, oh my God, someone sent me a voice message, and I am too lazy to wait 60 seconds and listen to it. The thing is, what's nice about text is I'm a fast reader, so I can read it real fast, but I'm also just the worst texter in the world. Sorry, He Young. And then, but you know, when I send a voice message, maybe I can articulate myself very well when I speak like this. And so anyways,
yeah, you do
that sounds better,
message.
But at the same time, guys, I do find it kind of frustrating when I'm receiving it, when I'm sending it, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, because whoever is sending it has more stuff to say, right? It's the initiator. Evil laugh,
yeah,
evil you.
Sorry.
And not caring for the other person and also saying pretty much that you are just lazy. And also,
all right, but hold on. Let me just interrupt real quick because everybody's like, oh my God, Ryan's so bad at texting. What a loser. But you know what? He Young in her cave likes to only make phone calls. She doesn't even do any of this. You're a person that likes phone calls and talking on conversation. I also agree to just voice messages, phone calls. I don't really like them.
All I'm saying here
okay,
is
so we can no longer be friends.
One more method of communicate is a good thing. Don't blame on the technology. Blame it on your own laziness.
It's my fault.
Yes, and also this is totally a story about power struggle.
Yeah.
Because the person who is sending the voice message I think has more power. Usually it's your boss, who doesn't really care, oops, about whether you are happy to receive it or not, but just to get the message across. And as the, you know, the underdog, you can use the function of just, I think there's a function to spill it out in text for you. Yeah, the translator. Maybe that will work. You're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show. We're Easy FM Roundtable on WeChat. You can come and find us.